Thank y'all. All right, how's everybody feeling out there? All right, I'm going to switch back to acoustic here. I'm in my office where I do a lot of emails down here. Hey, Amy Ludlow, I see you. I see you in there. Watching out for spam for me. Oh, yeah, somebody's recognizing Heather McIntyre's song, When You Come For Me. That's a great song. So she goes by H.C. McIntyre now. So, y'all, I'm so glad someone mentioned her because she's got, oh, my God, she's got one of the best new records out. It's called Eno Axis. And it is just, like, it's one of my favorite albums that she's ever made, for sure. It might be my favorite album she's made. And it's one of my favorite records that's come out this year. So, if y'all don't have it, it's called Eno Axis, H.C. McIntyre. Eno, like the river Eno in the Carolinas. It's a brilliant record. I mean, it's just the whole thing. I play it over. I have it on my turntable right over here that you can't see, but it's over there. And I play it over and over again all the time because I love it so much. Any questions? There's probably no questions because right now, how can you even think of a question with where we're at right now? I do want to say all respect to all the teachers right now that are out there teaching school. That's so hard right now. And once again, all the healthcare workers as well, and people that work at the grocery stores and do all the stuff that makes life run right now that puts y'all in danger. And I appreciate it. I really do. Okay, somebody was having trouble with the link or something. I hope it's all working out there for y'all with the Facebook thing. I'll check my text to make sure there's not something going wrong. Okay, looks like it's all good. Anyway, oh, speaking of songs that I love, God, Brandi's Carlisle's got this new song with Alicia Keys. Yeah, I mean, it's like number one on the R&B chart, so I'm sure people heard of it, but it is so good. Oh my God, I was flabbergasted. It's so good. And the video is incredible, so y'all watch that. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm going to just do like a song, like just a country song. I'll do a couple more and let y'all go. And, you know, do your thing. So Emily and I are working on starting to record a bunch of stuff remotely with our band in England and Lyris Hung also, and Jeff Fielder is going to play with us too, and Brady Blade and John Reynolds and Claire Kinney and Carol Isaacs. We're working on putting together a big show, like streaming kind of show with all of us playing all the songs, or a lot of songs. I mean, kind of across section of records. So that's what we're doing. It's really fun. We're going to go in the studio soon, me and Emily, and sit in different rooms and film and record at the same time and then stick it all together. And we're doing that, and we're also going to release a series of just like acoustic versions of all the songs off Look Long, and we've recorded all of them and videotaped them. We just got to mix them and stuff like that. So we're just going to start releasing those soon. And I've got another new song that I'm not going to play because I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. But the band and I are about halfway through recording it, and we're going to put it out next. And it's not political, y'all. It's just the song. Isn't that great? It is about dogs, which I either write about politics or dogs, I think. That's going to come out, and we're going to do a 7-inch with Tear It Down and that new song called Muscadine on it. And to put a 7-inch out, and then I'm just trying to write, and we're basically writing. I'm writing and we're recording songs as we go. And eventually it'll be like a whole record's worth, I think. Hopefully. And and I won't put them all out as singles, so maybe there'll be some surprises on the record when it eventually comes out. I do miss riding around in the van with my band a lot. And I have to go out and start my van every now and then so that it's going to work still when we need to tour one of these days. When, as my daughter says, after the virus, she says, it prefaces almost everything she says now. She says, after COVID, we'll do this. After COVID, we'll do this. But at least she's looking up, looking in the future and feeling positive. Okay.